Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I'm your host, Marie Langley, and welcome to Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie. And Beth will be joining me shortly. She's in a session currently. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And our mission is to empower, educate, and enlighten. And we are live every Monday at 1:30 p.m. And you can always catch up on podcasts anytime at blogtalkradio.com/divinegoddessradio. We also invite you to like our Facebook page. And if you have any questions or if you are looking to schedule goddess parties or any kind of sessions with either Beth or myself, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also check out our website at divinegoddessradio.com, and you can also schedule readings from there as well. And if you need to get a hold of us separately, you can call me at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. And if you are local, remember you can find us at White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gifts at 104 East Main Street in Anoka. We do broadcast live from here at 1:30, so you're welcome to join us anytime. We welcome a studio audience. And if you are looking to also have readings or come in for some spiritual items, come on into the store and see us. So let's start our show. This show is about energetics and what is currently going on with the energies surrounding us. And we are in a doozy of an energy system right now. So if you're feeling that things are intense and you're feeling all over the place and you don't know what's going on, there's a lot of stuff happening right now. We are in a very powerful time period. September is really big for changes, especially the second half of September. So leading us into October, there are a number of events which are really triggering a lot of things within us. They're pushing our buttons and really allowing things that need to come up and get out to get out so that we can move forward in October and continue on our path. A lot of people are being challenged right now. A lot of times, because if you haven't looked at your stuff before, you're going to be really, really challenged this time. The energies are pushing us and pushing us. Some people can't handle it and they refuse to recognize it, so a lot of anger is coming up. So if you have people in your life that are really angry and they don't know why and you don't know why, it's because they're refusing to change as they're being prompted. So pay attention to the signs, pay attention to what's going on, and recognize that when you're being pushed, it's for you to evolve. And so you want to get in tune with that. You want to get in tune with yourself and really pay attention to what's going on. We'll talk about a little bit later how to get through the energies, but let's go through and I can tell you a few things of, you know, what's going on. So we are in eclipse season. So last week was our first eclipse, and it was a solar eclipse. At the same time, there was a new moon in Virgo. And so that really set about a lot of changes as far as pushing us into being very organized, getting things in order, tidying up. And a few days later, Mercury went into retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is all about redoing, renewing, reorganizing. So when you have that re-energy from the retrograde plus the new moon in Virgo and a solar eclipse, it was like a triple whammy. And so very intense time. Mother Earth felt it because there was a huge earthquake during that week in Chile. And so, you know, these energies are not only affecting us, but they're affecting Mother Earth. So you can imagine if it's that strong and we have an earthquake, imagine the energy is coming because it's going to get a little bit more intense. So this week, what we've got going on, we're still in Mercury retrograde, and that is until October 6th. So people get afraid of Mercury retrograde. You don't have to be afraid of it. You can use it in a positive way. It's a great time for looking at, you know, what's working, what's not working in your life, and how you can restructure that. So by the time Mercury does go forward, you also go forward, and then, you know, things start moving again for you. So in 2 days, on Wednesday, we have got the fall equinox. And the following after that, we've got a total lunar eclipse and a full blood moon in Aries. So, and then Pluto is going direct too, just a few days before that. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening astrologically that is affecting all of us. So let's talk about first the fall equinox. And that is basically, you know, fall equinox always happens when the sun moves into Libra. And, you know, the sign of Libra is about balance. So if you look at it as far as the season, you're balancing light and you're balancing dark. So as we are moving into the equinox, we're also looking at what's in us that is light and dark and trying to find the balance. So, you know, as the darkness sets in, our hearts, our souls, we begin to soften and we open up to artistic beauty. So if you think of yourself, you know, in the fall, when you're going and you're looking at the leaves and you're looking at the changing of the colors, and the sky is such a bright, vivid blue, and the colors are just popping, that's the Libra energy that we're looking at. So we're, you know, even though it's getting darker early, we still have the beauty to appreciate. So people also, during this time, if you suffer from seasonal affective disorder, this is a time when it starts to get, quote unquote, dark as well. So if you just stop for a minute and don't, you know, project yourself forward and just take the time to experience the autumn and really experience the beauty, that should really help you balance all of those feelings of sadness and feelings of knowing that, you know, it's going to get darker. And then on September 24th and 5th, which is, you know, a day or so after the equinox, Pluto goes from retrograde to direct. And so when it changes and goes forward, Pluto has is a planet of transformation. So that power is going to enter our energy field. So we're going to feel the intensity level increase because our passion is going to be increased. So, you know, if you've been kind of feeling stuck and you're thinking, okay, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? What is it that I really want from life? Once Pluto goes direct, the passions are going to go. So you're going to feel yourself really feeling like, okay, I know now. I'm starting to move forward. And one thing when passions get aroused is that we also, you know, when you're feeling very passionate, you can be talking to people and the passion comes out. And sometimes words come out and then arguments can escalate. So just be prepared for that and know that that intense time is coming. So kind of watch your words during this time. You know, we have Pluto really helps us express what we want to say, but when it's such an intense period, you can overexpress and, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. So you just want to be mindful of whatever comes out of your mouth, and you can still express your authentic voice. And, you know, sometimes there's a catharsis in actually expressing what you want to express. but just be very careful of how you express it, because I think a lot of people will be blurting out things that they didn't mean to blurt and not stopping the words that come out. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, after Pluto goes direct too, it's almost like there's a huge feeling of renewal as well. So just, you know, if you need to let it out, and then you'll feel the relief. But, again, be mindful of your words. So then after that, we kind of go into the total lunar eclipse. And that is going to be at the same time as the full moon. So this full moon coming up is called the blood moon. And the blood moon is when you look at the moon, it rises really, really big. And it's always red. So it's a big red moon. I mean, there's many different stories around why it's called blood moon, but if you've ever paid attention, these blood moons tend to fall on a Jewish holiday. And if you kind of see what's going on in the world right now, a lot of stuff is being, you know, kind of pointed towards Israel. So it's kind of interesting how all of this stuff is kind of coming together. And, you know, global economy is affected, stock markets. So, you know, with Pluto going direct, and then you've got the blood moon, and then you've got a lunar eclipse, there's so much transformation and great changes that are coming. You've probably read a lot of stuff about what's going to be happening in September. There's a lot of, you know, doom prophecy stories going around. But everybody who's in the spiritual world knows that there's a huge change coming, and we're all waiting to see how that change presents itself. And it's all tied into all of the energy this week. A lot of, you know, financial institutions are going to be changing. That's what is being predicted. The economies, the world economies, global economies, and all we can hope for, and all you can do is put out there and be very positive and send love and light out to the world that these positive changes are coming our way, and to keep it positive. We want to stay in the light, because the darkness can try to bring us down, but if everybody stays in the light, whatever changes are going to be good and going to be beneficial for us down the road. So, you know, if you're reading these stories and you're wondering, should you be scared? Don't be scared. We always have to go through change, and change can be good for us. And if we all, you know, meditate out into the world, if we all keep our thoughts positive, if we radiate light, we can keep those changes positive. So, you know, you want to keep the gateways and portals open, and you want to clear out all the blocks. You want to clear out anything dysfunctional. You want to clear out all toxic energy. Be open to source. Be open to the universe. And also pay attention, because now is a great time of manifesting as well. Our manifesting powers are bigger and greater than ever. And so you want to make sure that what you're manifesting and what you're putting out to the universe is very positive. So pay attention to the synchronicity. Pay attention to the meaningful symbols that you see. A lot of people get a lot of signs that are presented to them, and they don't really pay attention. And those signs will keep coming, and they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it finally knocks you on the head. So if you keep your eyes and your mind and, you know, your space open, and you recognize what's being presented to you right away, that'll help you move forward as well. Because there are so many gateways that are open right now. There are so many portals. And everybody's truth is really being pushed to be expressed and to come out. And there's a lot of love coming through. And you want to keep pushing that love, because you want to spread that glow throughout the world. I mean, we really want to keep everybody on a positive, loving environment. Keep everybody in our heart. And, you know, during the eclipse season, this whole season of eclipses, you're going to be taken out of your comfort zone. So be, you know, recognize that and be comfortable with the lessons that you're learning. You're being pushed out of your comfort zone for a reason, and you're being pushed to really grow. And the only way you can grow is to be pushed. So if you, you know, people out there, you're listening and you know, this is resonating with you, really know that the lessons being presented are to you, and what you're going through is not because you're being punished or there's anything wrong with you. It's just so that you can grow and move to the next level. And, you know, you may experience breakdowns. If something in your life is not going well, you will experience that breakdown, because that breakdown is going to be a breakthrough for you to move forward. And don't hold on too tightly. If you're trying to hold on to something and it's not in your best interest, don't hold on to it, because the more you hold on to it, the bigger the negative experience is going to be. So you want to just let it go, you know, drop your attachments and move forward so that things can happen for you in an easier way. And, you know, things can be stressful, yes, but you really want to try to keep yourself centered. You want to keep yourself grounded and always see things as things are happening for a reason. Because we're in Mercury retrograde, you really can't analyze it too much, and you can't question it, because, you know, retrograde means moving backwards. And Mercury is kind of moving backwards in relation to the Earth. So as we're moving backwards, it's impossible to analyze. Just, you know, go with it, accept it, and make it part of you so that you can learn from it. And by the time Mercury goes forward, you can go forward as well. A lot of people, too, there's a lot of going back in the past. Things from the past are coming up. So, you know, if you're wondering why people from the past are showing up, why ideas are showing up, it's because of Mercury retrograde, and it's allowing you a time to renew, and it's also allowing you a time to review. You know, why is this person from your past coming up? Why are they, what are they presenting to you? What is it that you need to learn? So use this time, Some of them will say Mercury retrograde goes forward on October 6th. Some say the 9th. So it's around that time that it's going to go forward. So keep that in mind. And, you know, as you guys are going through these very intense energies, and they are intense, remember to ground yourself, drink lots of water, and get out into nature, connect. I had an experience yesterday where I had to go and just touch trees and be in trees for a while, because the energy was so intense that it was like, I don't know, it was a very strange day yesterday, energetically wise. There was really weird stuff in the air, and a lot of people were feeling it. And so getting into trees and touching was what actually brought me down and grounded me. And then I could see clearly and focus. And Beth has joined us now.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
So I was explaining what's been going on energetically, you know, with the lunar eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got fall equinox. And then we've got a solar eclipse coming up. And then we've got a full moon. And Mercury retrograde. So there's five things that we're dealing with.
Oh, my God. This week?
Yeah. So, there's, you know, I was just telling him, like, you know, basically what to look forward to, what's going to be coming up.
Letting go of the past. Let it go of the past.
Yep.
Okay.
Letting go.
Had a great day
yesterday. Yeah. So, you know, and I'm not saying that all of you are going to be sitting every day going, oh, my God, it's so intense. Things with the energy are going to affect you on different days and different times. But when it does come up, recognize it, and then just realize, okay, being given a message here, let me just kind of step back for a minute and look at it, but don't overanalyze, because you can't overanalyze it during the retrograde period.
No.
So, you know, take some time back. If you have to just go sit in a room for a while or go outside, grab your bottle of water, that's the best way.
Did you also talk about that there's a lot of people, soul level wise, there's a lot of souls that are debating whether or not they're staying or not?
No, I didn't.
And that's a lot of people, the past 2 weeks have been say, Beth, I'm ready to be done. And I go, I know you're really tired. I've been there. Been there, done that. But your soul's not ready for you to leave yet. You have stuff that you need to work on. So this is where it's really vital. Journal. Get outside. If you don't want to journal, do it. You can either do a recorder. You can write a computer. But you have to create some way, shape, or form. Do art. If you've never done art, do finger paints. Put body paints on you. Freaking go outside. Go on the grass. Mow it later. It's one way of being able to express yourself because it's about bringing the inner child out, people. Bringing the inner child out. So when you do that, you're going to phase through it a lot quicker and a lot easier. I'm sure somebody's going to have to tell me this down the week, I'm sure. But it really does help. It does help. The inner child is wanting to be acknowledged right now.
Yeah, and you know what? And be it. Silly as you want. And even if you're like, God, what will people think? Who cares? I mean, I went to the Renaissance Festival yesterday, and that is a great place to let your inner child come out. And that's a great place to let anything come out because there's no judgment there. You can say anything. You can be any way. You can, you know, just let yourself have fun. And that's what we all really need right now. When it's this intense, you have to have a place to release and have fun and let go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, put some silly, you know, here's the thing is we're close to Halloween next month. Go and buy some inexpensive face paint and create some masks on yourself. And if you have kids, grandkids, partner, a neighbor, that a friend who's way too serious, just saying, I want to give you a gift and do that and have some fun with it. Mm-hmm. And then you get to practice the skill. What if you find out you kick ass at this? And then you can do something with face painting up early. I mean, you can open up a whole new field. Learn some henna. Learn how to do henna with some organic henna. I've had people asking that too. I'm going, not just certain people can do it. Anybody can do it. But use the good stuff. Use the good stuff. You know, just get out there and do stuff that you normally would not do. It's discovering fun. Seriously, it's discovering fun.
Right. So, you know, during this period of renewing and redoing, do just that.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets too intense for you, it's okay to put yourself in time out. You know, sometimes you only need 10 or 15 minutes just to, you know, maybe listen to music or read a good book or close your eyes and meditate and think of something wonderful. You don't need much. You don't need much. But you do have to acknowledge it, because if you don't, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it'll be like someone with a big boot just kicking you in the rear and pushing you. So you don't want to get to that level. You want to, you know, pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the synchronicities, and really be aware of what's happening so that, you know, you're not exploding in anger and frustration because you can't handle or integrate the energy. It is going to get intense, so just be prepared.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can sit here and give any feedback. Because I was gone, I was working on somebody, so I'm not quite sure what y'all did. But again, journal, be outside. Because nobody knows what the winter is going to be like. So no matter where you live, you know how intense the coldness will get or not. So utilize the outside. Buy fresh flowers, put them in, you know, inside the house where you can sit here and look at them every single day. Pay attention to the color of the clothes that you're wearing and how it's making your body feel. Not how it makes you feel, how it's making your body feel. So if it's making you feel frumpy and dumpy, you know, there's inexpensive ways, you guys, to be able to lift your spirit. So it's all about lifting your spirit. Let's
just
be.
Yep.
Stay away from drugs and alcohol.
Yep.
So stay away from self-medicating.
And as I stated in the beginning, you know, with fall equinox, the days are going to start getting longer and darker.
Longer?
I mean, shorter and darker.
What?
I guess
they're appearing shorter and darker to me.
Shorter and darker. However, change your perspective and you can make them longer and darker. Try to keep yourself really, you know, upbeat. Don't try to think of things that'll, you know, keep you in joy so that you're not feeling that shorter day and the fact that it's getting darker. We all get affected by that. But there are many ways that you can try to kind of cheat that feeling. So, you know, try different things and see what works for you.
And really build your tribe right now. It's all about hooking up with your soul family. Hooking up with your soul family. You know what? Sing. Get a hairbrush. Get a hairbrush. What's some good tunes? What's that one with Tom Cruise in his underwear?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What song is that? Anyways, you guys know what I'm talking about. But sing, you know, how about Elsa? I know we've all heard this 1,000 times from Frozen. Let it go, let it go, let it go. But just be this little princess. You know what? Here, how many people did this when they're a kid? You took your shirt off, and you put it over your head, and you thought you had long hair? Do it. And put some makeup on, just crazy. Do it with some friends, and just be flipping silly. Be silly. But if you either do it nude or have another shirt on. But just be silly.
If you're nude, just don't record it. Put it on your Facebook, please. But you know what? Go to a comedy club. I mean, I saw some really good comedy shows yesterday, and it was just, God, when you just laugh from your belly. That is the best way to bring joy in. So, you know, go to a comedy club. Turn on a comedy DVD and just get that really good belly laugh.
You know, the part, I always go to Jumping Jack Flash to the part where Woofy is in this little booth and it's being towed away for whatever reason. I can go into hysterics on it. I don't know what it triggers, but I find that part so hysterical. So go and look at a movie. That's just hysterical. So whatever trips your trigger, I love Whoopi Goldberg. I look at her and I just start laughing hysterically. I would love to sit down with her. Yeah. I would just love to meet her. But she'd see her, she'd be going, Beth, I'm serious. Oh my God. This is hysterical how you said it.
So you guys, I think that's all we've got for today. But
yeah, folks.
That's it. So you know what? Stay in love and light. Remember, send the light, send the love. The globe needs it right now. As long as we keep sending it out, the light will prevail.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. You just need to repeat the word love, and you'll be amazed at how that shifts. You'll become lighter and brighter. You know, do it with some friends. Do it with your partner. Just sit there to where you're looking at each other, your eyes closed, and have your hands up palm to palm with each other, but away, a couple inches away, and just see the energy exchange that you'll have. So.
Cool.
There you go. Words of wisdom to be with Beth and Marie.
Awesome. We will catch you next week.
Have a great
week. Have a really good week, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.